WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide in this crazy world. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there's just never enough time, money, or energy to get everything done? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and everyone else seems to be living their best lives while you're over here juggling bills and laundry? Well, let's talk about something powerful that can shift your perspective. Gratitude. Today, we're diving into cultivating a sense of genuine appreciation for the good things in our lives, even amidst the chaos. This isn't some cheesy be happy mantra, this is about training your mind to focus on the positive, which actually helps us handle challenges with more resilience and grace. Think about it. When you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to get caught up in wanting what you don't. It's like a mental reset button that allows you to see the good stuff, even on those tough days. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's Stoic Wisdom session. Firstly, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about acknowledging both the light and the shadow. Life is a mix of highs and lows, and pretending otherwise just sets you up for disappointment. The key is to recognize the good amidst the challenging times. Maybe it's a supportive friend who listens, a warm cup of coffee on a cold morning, or even just the simple act of breathing. Secondly, make gratitude a daily practice. Think of it like exercise for your soul. The more you do it, the stronger you become. Start with a quick gratitude journal entry each day, listing 3 things you're thankful for. It could be anything big or small, a delicious meal, a funny conversation, a stunning sunset. Thirdly, practice mindful appreciation. Instead of rushing through your day, take moments to truly savor the present experience. Enjoy the taste of your food, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter. When we're fully present, we open ourselves up to experiencing more joy and gratitude in everyday moments. Next, cultivate a sense of perspective. Sometimes, our worries seem insurmountable, but taking a step back can help us see things in a new light. Remember that most problems are temporary, and challenges often lead to growth. When you shift your focus from what's lacking to what you already have, gratitude starts to blossom. Finally, remember that gratitude is contagious. Expressing appreciation to others not only makes them feel good, but also boosts your own mood. A simple thank you can go a long way in creating a more positive and connected world. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on a Friday evening, that's the epitome of feeling drained. You're late for dinner with friends, your phone battery is dying, and all you want to do is crawl under your car and take a nap. But then, you remember this stoic lesson about gratitude. So, instead of fuming at the gridlock, you start noticing the good stuff. You catch up on some podcasts, listen to your favorite music, and even manage to have a laugh thinking about that ridiculous meme you saw earlier. You appreciate the fact that you have friends who are willing to wait for you in a car that actually runs most of the time. By shifting your focus, you transform that frustrating situation into a surprisingly pleasant one. Okay, folks, let's recap the golden nuggets from today's Stoic Wisdom session. Cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna, it's about recognizing both the good and the bad, practicing daily appreciation, maintaining perspective, and spreading kindness. Remember, even in the midst of chaos, there is always something to be grateful for. So, my challenge to you is this. Take a moment today right now and think of 3 things you are truly grateful for. Say them out loud, write them down, or simply hold them in your heart. Now go out there and spread some gratitude love. Until next time, remember fortitude first. Keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.